This is Valley Edition. As we close our show today, we have another in our series called My Valley, My Story, a collection of first-person accounts of life in the San Joaquin Valley. This week, reporter Diana Aguilera brings us the story of transgender activist Zoyer Zindel. He talks about the struggles he's faced and his hopes for the Valley's LGBTQ community.
My name is Zoyer Zindel, and I identify as a female-to-male transsexual, otherwise known as trans man, which means I was assigned female at birth, but I live my life as male, and so my sex did not correspond with my gender. Gender is a function of the brain, and I've always saw myself in my brain as a male. I think that I went through more drastic changes through my coming of age, coming out as an activist, rather than my coming out as a trans male. So I kind of feel like once, you know, I got further along in my transition, I was like, oh, it's no big deal. You know, I'm not sad about it anymore. I've just never really had a problem. It's just, it's a non-issue. It becomes an issue when I see others in my community being hurt, attacked, murdered, then I make it an issue. So even though I had, overall, a good experience, I know that that is not the norm, unfortunately. And so I feel compelled to do something about that. I think that a lot of isolation is what a lot of people experience. People feel alone. People feel invalidated. Imagine, you know, if you never see your kind and represented in leadership like Fresno City Council, our bosses, our nurses, our doctors. I mean, they're there, but there's not a whole lot of them that are visible. For me, I personally have invested in this town and want to see our LGBT community and especially our transgender community grow. And so I'll be here till I die, you know, and I'll be here till I die working on it because it's definitely needed.